Good Tuesday morning, beloved. It's great to be with you as we begin reading in Titus. Titus chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. Titus was a Gentile convert to Christianity who assisted Paul in his missionary work. Paul's letter is addressed to Titus, who was supervising the work of the church in Crete. Paul reminds Titus of the qualities church leaders should have. So, let's go ahead and begin. God's saving word, again, for us this week is encouragement as we begin reading in Titus chapter 1. From Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, I was chosen and sent to help the faith of God's chosen people and to lead them to the truth taught by our religion, which is based on the hope for eternal life. God, who does not lie, promised us this life before the beginning of time. And at the right time, he revealed it in his message. This was entrusted to me, and I proclaim it by order of God our Savior. I write to Titus, my true son, in the faith that we have in common. May God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior give you grace and peace. I left you in Crete so that you could put in order the things that still needed doing and appoint church elders in every town. Remember my instruction. An elder must be without fault. He must have only one wife, and his children must be believers and not have the reputation of being wild or disobedient. For since a church leader is in charge of God's work, he should be without fault. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered or a drunkard or violent or greedy for money. He must be hospitable and love what is good. He must be self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firmly to the message which can be trusted and which agrees with the doctrine. In this way, he will be able to encourage others with the true teaching, and also to show the error of those who oppose it. For there are many, especially the converts from Judaism, who rebel and deceive others with their nonsense. It is necessary to stop their talk because they are upsetting whole families by teaching what they should not, and all for the shameful purpose of making money. It was a Cretan himself, one of their own prophets, who spoke the truth when he said, "Cretans are always liars, wicked beasts, and lazy gluttons. For this reason, you must rebuke them sharply, so that they may have a healthy faith, and no longer hold to Jewish legends and to human commandments, which come from people who have rejected the truth. Everything is pure to those who themselves are pure, but nothing is pure to those who are defiled and unbelieving, for their minds and consciences have been defiled. They claim that they know God, but their actions deny it. They are hateful and disobedient, not fit to do anything good." Today's key verse is Titus chapter 1, verse 15. Everything is pure to those who themselves are pure, but nothing is pure to those who are defiled and unbelieving, for their minds and consciences have been defiled. All right, so here is Titus, a young believer, and he has been left by Paul to kind of oversee the work in Crete, and I guess it has always been for thousands of years, even in Jesus' lifetime, the biggest enemy to the truth are religious people, and that was the same problem that Paul was having in Crete, where it was people who had been believers in the law, they were Jewish in their beliefs. And then they had converted to Christianity. They just couldn't leave their salvation by works behind them. They had to try to bring it with them into Christianity, and in so doing, they defiled their faith. Let us pray. Lord God, keep my heart pure, and let no deceit be found within me. Help me to hold fast to your teachings and to proclaim your message of truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, well, I invite you to join me tomorrow morning, beloved, as we are in Titus chapter 2, and the Apostle Paul instructs Titus to teach what agrees with sound doctrine. Until then, God bless.